The Lincoln Highway, they also called U.S. 30 here at one time, the Ridge Road. Now, I think that the reason they called them Ridge Road, because most of those roads followed the ridges, and especially in eastern Allen County, which is the old lake bed, and they were actually Indian trails. If you notice U.S. 30, how crooked between Fort Wayne and Van Wert, really an interesting thing, along this farm is the only place between Fort Wayne and Van Wert where the U.S. 30 doesn't cut a farm in two. It's on the section for 1 mile here. It runs straight. It just happens that way.
This is where
it
happens to be.
That's right. And it was followed an Indian trail because it was the high ground and dry, and they used to call it the Ridge Road here. Now they probably call that in the Ridge Road over there also the same way, see?
I see. So the Ridge Road, we might have several of them.
That's
actually
right, because I'm real familiar with this as a boy, is the Ridge Road, see? And then it became the Lincoln Highway, and they had red, white, and blue signs on the telephone poles when it was just a dirt and gravel road when I was a little boy and walked to school. Then later it became U.S. 30, which is a federal highway.
Uh-huh. Your forebears must have had a pretty good eye for land if they chose this, the high land.
Well,
and apparently
that's right, of course.
Might have been one reason for selection of this site.
They naturally, before there was any drainage ditches other than just low wandering streams, they had to pick the higher land to build on to get out of the water. And here we're fortunate in that the good black land is the fertile land, and we just have these small ridges that were built on, and it drops right down into the black land, which is the real fertile. This is what
you don't have to go far to get that.
That's right.
Black.
That's right. This is known as the old lake bed. See.
I see. I didn't realize that.
That's right. At Fort Wayne, just west of Fort Wayne, is the watershed breaks, and all the water west of Fort Wayne goes into the Wabash and eventually into the Mississippi, where all the water here goes down the Maumee into Lake Erie.
Yeah.
So, and of course, the portage, the Indian portage and the early French voyagers used was just west of Fort Wayne also. I imagine you're aware of this.
Yeah, the Little Wabash.
That's correct. That's right. That was the breaking of the watershed between the Mississippi and Lake Erie watershed.
We were talking about the size of this French settlement here, and you added some very interesting information about this, of course, being a community in which many German people settled, and then that additional strain of the Irish because they were involved in the railroad construction.
That's right.
In the 70s, at least. I suppose, do you know, the French settlement was pretty well concentrated right in this area for Allen County, would you say, generally speaking?
Here and north of Fort Wayne, known as the Academy. There was actually a French settlement at the Academy before here, which is out on the Auburn Road. There was I don't think as large a French settlement as at Besançon, but there was a French settlement, I think, really earlier than at Besançon.
I think you know Mr. K, perhaps.
Yes.
I just spoke to him this morning very briefly.
Well.
And I wonder if the Academy is, is that in reference to the
that's
Academy
right.
that he talks about?
That's right. I imagine if it's the I am thinking of one of the married a girl. We would we say, but it would spell. And they were early French settlers in the Academy district, and his wife was a married a. I'm sure of that.
This was Walter I was referring to.